You're listening to SBS News.
Isabel McLennan may be retired, but she's not slowing down. She's skilling up.
Probably through my life, I've always looked for advancement of things you can do, you know, not just to make your life improved and what can improve the lives of others. So I thought, oh, this is a good move.
The 72-year-old worked as a nurse for 50 years. Desperate to keep busy, she's become an active member of Western Australia's first women's shed, though it's not technically a shed, it's just a space in a Perth community hall. But it's a start. Here, women can learn woodwork, arts, crafts, and prepare important legal documents like wills and power of attorney.
Well, as you can probably imagine, through nursing, you know, you've moved in and out of different communities lots of times, but this community, it's vibrant and all supportive for one another and very, polite, kind, you know, which we need a lot of in this world. You know, it's a very lovely group.
Australia's population is ageing. Women are typically living longer than men, and they're retiring with fewer savings. Age Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Kay Patterson told SBS the combination is leading to an increased risk of isolation.
Elder abuse occurs, more likely to occur, when a person's isolated. So isolation is a factor in depression, poor health.
And it's for that reason local councillor Elizabeth Ray says the need for more facilities like this is growing.
When we first put it up on Facebook to see if anybody was interested, we got 2,000 likes in a day. Just one day. So the women are out there. They want to learn skills. They want to be more self-sufficient. And they want to learn from the best.
Momentum to build more women's sheds in Australia is building. And while WA now technically has a women's shed, those behind the movement vow not to stop until they have a permanent safe space, just like the men. And Councillor Ray says with more space comes more opportunity.
We want to do self-defence classes for women. We want to be able to get women to, you know, learn how to use different things on their iPad, their iPhone, because it's a changing, crazy technology, and it might be, you know, easier to ask a three-year-old than a, you know, 63-year-old. But, you know, it's those sort of things. So it's opening it up to all sorts of people, all sorts of wants, and we are actually flexible. So we actually say, what do you want? What would you like?
Isabel McLennan is looking forward to growth.
I think this is a start, you know, and it's sort of, all things evolve, you know, if they're given the energy for them, for that to happen, and with the right people. So hopefully it will, you know, different things. So very diverse, a space that can be diverse.
And the Age Discrimination Commissioner is ready to be a client too.
When I finish this job, I would love that there'll be a woman's shed somewhere near me, because I've envied the men having those men's sheds.
A safe space to help whittle away the ageing gender gap. Alan Lee, SBS News.